We got the sad news over the weekend that after a brave struggle with early onset Alzheimer's disease, Bea Smith, the former model, restaurateur, and lifestyle expert, died. She was 70. She lived her final years with the love and support of her husband of two decades, Dan Gadsby, but it wasn't easy on either of them. Karen Grigsby Bates from our Code Switch podcast has the story.
For about 20 years, starting in the mid-90s, the name Bea Smith seemed to be everywhere.
Hi, happy holidays. Welcome to Bea Smith with Style.
Smith's weekly syndicated TV show was a must-see for fans who enjoyed her vibrant personality, luminous smile, and joy in creating a welcoming atmosphere for friends and visitors. A former fashion model turned entrepreneur, Barbara Elaine Smith was known as Bea to her friends and fans. With her business partner and husband, Dan Gadsby, Smith created an empire that encompassed best-selling cookbooks, The Weekly Show, and a lifestyle magazine that briefly was published by American Express. There were housewares, bed linens, even furniture.
My collection is made up of 40 pieces, inspired by the places I've lived or visited.
She opened her first restaurant, Bea Smith's, in Manhattan's Theater District in 1986. Two other Bea Smiths followed in the 90s, one near her summer home on Long Island and another in a historic Washington, D.C. location.
Hi, I'm Bea Smith. I'm here at my restaurant in Washington, D.C. in historical Union Station. Yes, we are a landmark dining room, and I'm very proud.
I'm Bea Smith, and I suffer from Alzheimer's disease.
The Bea Smith who appeared in a public service announcement in 2015 was a woman whose wattage had dimmed considerably. Smith had been diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's in 2013, and the disease was progressing swiftly. She forgot things easily and once became lost for 17 hours. Despite that, she and Gadsby did several interviews to educate the public and destigmatize the disease. Here, she speaks with psychologist Phil McGraw on his TV show.
Bea, what is the most difficult thing for you in your daily life?
The most difficult in my daily life? I have a tendency of sometimes doing a little too much.
The interviews tapered off quickly as Smith's condition continued to deteriorate. She lived quietly with Gadsby in their home on Long Island, but someone else was living with them, and in 2018, Gadsby confirmed the rumors. He had a girlfriend, and together they were caring for Smith. Last year on the Today Show, Gadsby explained to friend Al Roker how painful it was to watch Smith fade.
The perfect person for you, and you watch them slowly dissolve, and you go down with them.
Some people understood and sympathized. Others, like The View's Sonny Hostin, were appalled.
I find it very disrespectful that he is with his wife and disrespecting her by being with his girlfriend in their home.
I believe in the sanctity of marriage.
Dan Gadsby told the Washington Post, but not until death do you part.
If the person is not there, that you should sit there and watch your life shrivel up.
As more Americans are diagnosed with Alzheimer's, more caregivers will have to ask themselves, how do you honor the life of your loved one while managing to preserve your own? Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.